Energized by a resurgence in political activism, a group of Utah women are making a push to reintroduce legislation supporting the long-dormant Equal Rights Amendment. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Elinda McKenna was in school in South Carolina during the 70s when the push for the Equal Rights Amendment was in full force.
Most of what I did, in some cases, was marching on my own, speaking up on behalf of myself in my hometown.
She says the discrimination she faced throughout her career as a scientist and that many women face in the workplace is why the ERA is still relevant today.
I feel that we still have, women do not have the same protection, the same federal protection under the law that men have. I will continue to go back to that over and over until women have the same protection under the federal law as men. That's really all that matters to me.
McKenna was one of more than a dozen supporters who showed up for a media blitz at the Capitol on Monday to push Utah's legislators to back a non-binding resolution for ratification of the amendment. Democratic Salt Lake Senator Jim DeBacchus is sponsoring the joint resolution that would symbolically ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. At just 24 words, he says it shouldn't be as controversial in this day and age.
So let me read you the 24 words. Equality of rights under the law shall not be abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex.
The ERA was first introduced by suffragist Alice Paul in 1923, but didn't gain traction until the women's movement of the 60s and 70s. The ERA fell just 3 states short of the 38 needed to ratify it and has since expired. Utah's own legislature never ratified the constitutional amendment, despite some attempts at the time. Utah Women Unite, the group backing the legislation, say they want the Beehive State to lead the way in reviving the amendment in hopes of getting Congress to look at it again. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.